Thérèse Raquin by Emile Zola. Read by Paul Freeman. Chapter 1. At the end of the Rue Guénégaud, coming up from the river, can be found the Passage du Pont Neuf, a sort of dark, narrow corridor running between the Rue Mazarine and the Rue de Seine. This arcade is some 30 paces long and no more than 2 wide. It is paved with yellowish flagstones, worn, uneven, permanently exuding an acrid-smelling damp, and is covered by a right-angled glass roof, black with grime. On fine summer days when the sun beats oppressively down on the streets outside, a pallid light filters in through the filthy panes and lingers miserably in the passage. On foul winter days or on foggy mornings, the glass casts nothing but darkness on the sticky flags beneath. A vile and murky darkness. Let into the wall on the left, there are a number of shops, dark, low, and cramped, from which chill draughts emerge as if from a vault. These shops sell second-hand books, children's toys and stationery, and their grey, dust-laden displays doze dimly in the gloom. The windows, a mass of tiny panes, mottle the merchandise inside with strange greenish reflections, while in the shadowy and lugubrious depths beyond, strange shapes can be seen moving. All along the right-hand wall of the passage, stallholders have fixed shallow cupboards in which nameless objects, goods forgotten since they were put there 20 years before, lie strewn along flimsy shelves painted an ugly brown colour. From one such cupboard, a woman plies her trade in costume jewellery, selling cheap rings delicately laid out on blue.